Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. Okay, so we thought it would be a really good idea for everybody to know and understand this, because Andrew and I talk about this all the time, because we get pulled into projects often at the wrong time.
Right.
When should you hire an interior designer, and why you should hire an interior designer? Because don't get me wrong, it's great to have an architect, and we love the architects that we work with, but oftentimes there are some things that they don't see,
they're just approaching the project from a different angle. Their goal is different. It's more about the structure than the function and furniture layout. Many times that isn't thought of at all.
Right, and we see that mistake where it's time for people to move in, whether it's in the outdoor area or even inside.
Right.
And they're like, where are they going to watch TV? Because they didn't think about it. So hit on some highlights for us of when.
When, as soon as possible. When we're involved with the architect and the homeowner from the very first meeting.
So that is, and that's the same with the landscape designer as well, is it's literally everybody collaborating on the same page.
Right.
Where everybody is talking about the project, and it's a series of many meetings.
Right. And I think the misconception is that you hire an architect, work with them for months, you get your contractor, start grading the site. Sometimes people even get walls framed up before they call us. Mm. And they'll call us like, oh, we're getting ready to put our tile in and we'd like you to help us pick it out. Way too late. So the way that we approach projects is that we have all of the selections made before the first hammer has been swung. So you know your tile, you know your flooring, lighting, paint colors. We've thought about furniture layout. We don't always have the exact furniture pieces selected, but we know how those rooms lay out.
Right.
If it's important for you to be able to comfortably see 8 people in your living room, mm-hmm. we need to figure out how furniture can be placed in that room to accommodate that and make sure you've got the right traffic flow, all of that. Sometimes the plans have to be redrawn or tweaked to accommodate the furniture layout because it's not big enough.
Right, so that's for a new build or for a new construction, but what about for someone like us who were renovating?
Same with the renovation.
He's like, oh my God, that's why we have mimosas.
Yes.
Right. We always serve mimosas at this meeting. It just makes it so
very
much easier
move.
To take the edge off. Or what the drink of your choice. You just let me know what you need to make this easier.
Bourbon next
time. Yeah, bourbon. Yeah.
Bourbon goes with the budget, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
We bring out the good stuff for that. So with a renovation, we've touched on this in previous conversations, but I was part of the house hunt with you, and I am with many clients.
Right.
They'll look at a house and say, hey, will you come out here before we make an offer or before we close on this? This is kind of what we're wanting to do. Do you think this can be done? Sometimes the answer is no, I don't think this is a good fit for what you're telling me.
So we actually looked at a house very seriously
very seriously before we purchased this house. And Andrea was like, basically, it was a phenomenal house, but it was going to take a lot of investment to get it to where we needed it to be. And so Andrea kind of was like, gave us a big reality check.
Yeah, we did a cheers on that.
And put the kibosh on that one. But that's such a great point, is why you bring somebody like you, an interior designer, when you're on the house hunt.
Right. Yeah.
You're hunting for a house. Because, yeah. And it was great to
and
have.
We can walk through with people and say, you know, they'll say, this kitchen seems too closed off. Okay, well, we can think through some high-level ideas mm-hmm. of how we can move a wall or open a wall or rearrange the space. And if we're not involved from the walkthrough phase, definitely before you start construction. Because the way that we approach a full renovation like this, or even let's say we're just doing a bathroom, we do a floor plan, have everything mapped out in a set of blueprints.
And you mean like when she says mapped out, every like all the dimensions,
yes.
Everything is laid out.
Right. And we select all of the materials and finishes on the front end so you can work out all those details. That helps with budget and time frame.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times builders get going on a project and we'll call a homeowner and say, hey, we're going to be ready for tile next week and you haven't even gone to the tile store yet. Well, most of the tile takes 2 to 3 weeks just to get here if you know what you want. So we pick it out, we order all the material and have it on the job site before construction starts. So when that tile guy's ready to come, that
or the lighting, the electrician, plumbing,
yes,
all of that. And that's such a great asset because that saves time.
Yes.
Which in essence saves the client money.
Yes.
It's a huge, but I mean that is just so vast. So a lot of people are like, well, why would I need an interior designer? Because it's gonna cost more money. I have seen it cost so much more money because they did not have an interior designer doing exactly what we're talking about.
And especially with the renovation, a lot of times people will get the walls framed up and get the sheetrock on and then realize, oh wait, this room doesn't look as big as I thought it was going to be. So then they take it down, move it back 3 feet, redo it. The way we work through a project, all of that's done on the front end. You've taken a virtual tour of your house.
Sometimes, which we're going to do on this one, which we can't wait.
Right. We'll show you what that looks like. If that's not bringing it home, we can actually go on the job site and mark out on the mm-hmm. floor where things will be moved so that you can really understand the space and move through it before you actually build it. Because every time something gets put up and taken down, that's a change order.
And so, okay, so for our people who are listening to our podcast, real quick, explain what a change order is.
So a change order is
a costly thing.
Any single thing that is different from the original plan. And in the world of construction, change orders are every day.
Right.
Because
they didn't plan ahead.
Right. Right. Because it is not the norm to take as much time on the front end of planning as we normally do with our clients.
Mm-hmm.
So people are kind of making these decisions as they move through, which means that the initial bid and budget were based on very broad ideas and blanket numbers. So everything that's different from this blanket description or number that was in the bid is a change order and it costs you more money.
Right. So Andrea, you've done a great job highlighting why we're so glad to have y'all with Couture House Interiors doing the house. We're super excited. But I think it's just inevitable. You have to have somebody to help you map out these things because in the long term it saves money, it saves time, and it helps keep you on your timeline.
Right, and budget.
Right, yes, most important. Okay, well, we've got lots of fun details that we're going to be sharing with y'all. She's going to be mapping out a CAD using Canvas and all kinds of good things, so we can't wait to share it with you.
To see a video of today's episode, visit www.carmenjohnstongardens.com. For more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home, be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.carmenjohnstongardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.carmenjohnstongardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.